that your breath, or did you just fart? Is that your breath, or did you just fart? Welcome back, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm 26.
Oh my God, yeah. Maggie's 26! Come on.
I always thought 26 sounded so old when, like, my brothers would turn 26. I was like, damn. But here I am. I feel young, though, you know?
Yeah. I feel like you are, like, feeling really good about it. You're not, like, sad or stressed or, like... No. You did cry on your birthday, but so did I.
Wait. I did. I cried twice.
You cried twice. Wait. Should we tell the story about this? And then we didn't even put this down, but, like, we can talk about it if you want.
I just went to an Orange Theory class on my birthday. Is that what you were talking about? And I was, like, so excited to go. I brought a friend with me. And we got there at 7 in the morning. I'm literally, like, I'm starting out my birthday so great with a quick burn. And they're, like, hi, like, you're too late for class. And I was, like, hi, I'm still early. And they're, like, this new person can't come into the class because they have to learn how to, like, treadmill and do weightlifting. And I was, like, dude, like, they've done that before. And they were, like, sorry, ma'am, like, it's corporate. And I was, like, are you kidding? It's my birthday. And she's, like, I'm sorry, like, smiling, you can come back at 10 a.m. I'm, like, I can't come back at 10 a.m. So I walk out of the class, out of the studio, and I just started crying. And I will be canceling my Orange Theory membership. They've hurt my feelings so many times. I always go back. And it's just, the relationship is over.
It's over.
And I didn't even cancel that day because I was, like, I'm not ruining my day with a fight with them. But I'm just done.
No, we don't like Orange Theory at all.
Yeah. When you say they've hurt your feelings many times, they just, is it because, like, you're late?
What?
Is it because you've been late many times?
Kind of, yeah.
I just wanted to know why. Now I get
it. You know,
yeah.
It's just because I'm late, and they never, like, are normal people to people. It's always corporate versus a person. I'm like, hello, queen, you are my age. Like, you know, I don't need to warm up that much.
I mean,
and it's like, just leave. Like, you are more than 5 minutes late. You are out of the class and you're not welcome. And I just felt so denied on my birthday.
In your defense, you were 15 minutes early, but they expected her to be 30 minutes early with a new person. Yeah. So I was like, are you fucking joking? That's ridiculous.
So it just, like, hurt my feelings. And I started bawling my eyes out, and I was like, okay, that's my birthday cry. And then I cried later because of just, like, I called it gratitude. I was like, I'm just so thankful for all of these birthday wishes and, like, everyone who loves me. How cool. I was like, I love everybody too.
She sent a video and she was like, what did you do?
I was like, this, or it was so
gratitude.
Stupid.
Finger guns?
Yeah, it was like, actually.
And she's bawling crying. Gratitude.
I didn't even know, like, I never use the word gratitude, but it just came to me and I was like, that's why I'm crying. And I was just thankful. Like, I got flowers sent, donuts. Like, I just love April 12th. It's a great day.
We all do. We all do. What a
Congratulations, Maggie.
And I'm thankful to be here with all of you guys. So, yeah, it was a great day. I feel like 25 was way more scary than 26.
Yeah, like, I was terrified to turn 25. Yeah.
I'm already settled into, like, the other side of the 20s, I feel like.
Like, closer to 30.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm excited. Yeah. I've also heard, like, 30s are better than the 20s.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
So I'm not too
scared. So far so good as 31-year-old, almost 32. Yeah,
31.
Speaking of Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
You have a new title.
I do.
You're a dad.
I'm a dad.
You're a father.
I'm a real-life dad.
Yes. That's crazy. So everyone, I know you guys have been wondering because I've had people come up to me, Alex. Yeah. I've literally had people been like, hey, so, like, has your producer had that baby yet? And I was like, are y'all serious? Like, you're asking me about Alex about my fucking podcast? Like, wild. Hello? I'm just kidding. But we're so happy for you. And to update everyone, Alex's wife had the baby. And she's happy and healthy and perfect.
Yeah, everybody's good.
So cute. We haven't met her yet, but we're going to maybe next week.
I think later this week we might get you in.
Later this week.
We're so excited.
I feel like she's just the perfect size. Yeah. Like, she looks so cute.
She's so little. She's like the littlest little package. I just love carrying her around.
Oh my God.
Okay, so, like, were you scared to hold her the first time?
I've been scared around babies my whole life. And it was something I was really worried about, was like, I don't want to be like weird around my own daughter. Like, I want to be, I've seen people like be comfortable with babies and I'm like, I want to be that.
Yeah.
And as soon as she came out, I was just like, yep, no problem. Like, immediately it was cool to hold her, like, felt so comfortable. And so it's been a huge relief because it was something that I had no idea which way it was going to go.
Yeah.
But it's been great.
She's like a part of you.
Yeah.
She's your person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
I'm madly in love with her.
Can you tell Mackie what you told me at Harriet's about the new level of love unlocked?
Yes, but only if she doesn't throw her phone again.
I don't even need it. Okay. Come on, let's hear about it.
I don't remember exactly what I said.
Oh, I do. I literally
go for it then. Yeah.
I already told her.
I already called my mom about it. I was like, dude, Alex, you said that you could never be mad at her.
You did.
Oh,
this.
About unconditional love. Yeah, unconditional, it was like initially when I first saw her, it was like a wave of just like love and emotion that I've never felt before. And then talking about it with my wife was like, listen, there's things that you could do to me that would make me turn on you and be like, dude, fuck you. Like, yeah. We're not doing that. Like if she went out of her way to hurt me or blah, 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 like repeated times. With this little girl, I don't think there's anything she could do that would make me like turn away from her.
Yeah. It's, you said something about how parent, you understand now.
Oh, I understand how like specifically parents who like have kids who are addicts or something like that, or like criminals or whatever. And they're always coming back into the parents' lives and the parents are like letting them back in every time. I've always looked at that and been like, you idiots, the kid's gonna burn you again. I will never judge that again. Yeah. I totally get it, because this girl can go do all the drugs she wants and steal my money and key my cars and whatever she wants. I will never, ever turn away on it, for sure. It's wild.
That is so cool.
It's a wild feeling.
I feel like I've always, not to judge, but like maybe judged a little bit of the parents who let in the drug addict back in the house. They're 30. They've messed up so many times. And it's like, or like kids getting in trouble at school and the parents just standing up for them time after time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense hearing it from you.
Yeah. For sure.
Like, yeah, why they do it.
It's opened like my eyes big time. Yeah.
Oh, my cool. God. Wild. Baby era.
We can't wait to meet her, and she is just looking like a bundle of love.
We'll pick, if you guys want her, we can have her as a guest. We'll pick an episode. She can come in, and she can sit in on an episode.
Are oh, my joking? God, really?
Yeah, we
can do that. Are you so serious right
for
now?
Sure,
do
yeah.
Not, do not play.
No, for sure. Like, we can do it.
Okay, wait. Have people told you, like, do they think that she looks like you or Meggie?
Mostly Meggie, but over, so she's I think like 12 days old now. The first week was all Meggie. Since that, it's kind of been a little bit more me.
Dude,
like, I see. What do you see? You.
I saw those photos that Meggie posted the other day, and I was like, she looks like Alex.
A little bit, right?
She has like your like eyes and forehead.
Yes, it's. Yeah. I think this is. Yeah. I'm claiming this real estate, and yes. Then all this is all Meggie, like nose down.
And that's like so perfect.
But she's all of her mannerisms are Meggie's.
Really?
Like the first no, night
she
that we
mannerisms.
Oh wait,
yet.
Sorry.
No, she does.
Mike said that too. She's yeah. Literally he's like she's all Meggie.
She's like a week old.
The first night that we had her, I like just sat there and stared at her for like 3 hours, and I'm just looking at her, and she's like, you know, she's sleeping, but she's like making faces and all that type of stuff. They're Meggie faces. You will see. I promise you.
Oh my god, that's
you'll be like,
so
oh, that's
cool.
That's Meggie right there. Yeah, for sure. That little like. Smirk thing she does, or like when she gets sad and she's about to cry, is what Meggie looks like when she's about to cry.
Wait, that's so crazy that you can tell so soon.
Nuts.
Well, yeah, so what did you do the first night? So what time did you guys get home to the house after the hospital?
We didn't get back. So we went in Thursday morning at 5:30. Surgery was at 7. We had her in our arms by 7:30.
Perfect.
And then so quick. Like,
oh my god.
C-sections are, do you remember I was telling you guys yeah. beforehand like how quick they are, and I thought yeah. it was like an hour?
Yeah.
It was 30 minutes.
The wow. doctors are so used to doing it.
Yes. They're like a pit crew, like at a NASCAR event.
That's crazy.
Just so fast.
Just going in and out.
So then we stay in the hospital for 2 days. We got okay. home Saturday afternoon.
Okay. And then, so what did you do when you got home? Like just held her and
just
stared
looked
at her?
At her basically. Yeah. It's like all I want to do.
And then you're like, okay, wait, so it's time for bed. Does she go in her nursery or like, does she stay in y'all's room?
She stays in our room. There's a bassinet in there. She sleeps in.
Okay.
So oh she's God. Waking up like 2 to 3 times a night. So we just got to get up and like change her. She nurses and then she goes back to bed.
Are
so,
you like at yeah. more tired than you think you were, or like less tired, or like what were you expecting about like the waking up and not really getting sleep?
I thought it was going to be worse than it is.
Okay.
That said, she's an easy baby so far, knock
she's
on all the
perfect.
Wood and all that. Like but she is very easy. It's easy to tell what she wants. Like she's pretty quick to like change her mood if she gets sad or whatever. But yeah, it's not as tiring as I thought it was going to be because of that. Like she's very quick, 30 to 45 minute windows, waking up in the middle of the night and then right back to sleep again.
Perfect.
How many diapers a day?
8. Probably okay. around 8.
That
yeah.
is a lot.
Probably like 6 to 10. It okay. just kind of ranges. But like, yeah, it's a lot.
6 to 10 diapers a day. I mean, if you think about it, we're probably going to the bathroom like 4 to 5 times.
Well, and she's also eating every like 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
Which
and you
is
can
more
tell,
than
like,
we do.
When she's like either crying or something, like how can you tell if it's like a hunger or a change my diaper?
It's like she's got little cues that like we're learning. So like she'll like put her hands in her mouth. If she's crying, she's hungry. So then, okay, let's nurse her. Or like if she's making like little grunty faces for a little bit, but they'll be more like on and off crying because she'll like have gas pains and then it'll subside and it'll come back and subside. And so it's like, okay, she needs to be changed. She's pooping right now. So we got to change her. So it's little stuff like that.
Literally, babies are so crazy.
The whole game is like trial and error so far. It's just like, we think it might be this, try it. If it wasn't that, then take a mental note for the future. Try that. Oh, it was that. Take a mental note for the future. That's the whole thing.
Are you and Maggie like laughing, like just like sometimes just on the side, like, holy crap, this is crazy.
The whole time.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absurd. Oh,
it's so cute.
So happy for you guys.
So it's fun.
I can't wait till she's like, well, I'm excited for where she is now, but like when she's two, like running around, she's gonna be so cute.
Yeah, I can't wait for her to like develop a personality and like be able to interact with you. Cause right now you really can't do much to get a reaction out of her. She's just kind of like looking around and shit. Yeah. She's more of a pet than a person right now.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is so cool. Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, obsessed.
I can't wait to meet her.
Me too.
Okay. Well.
Who else we got here today?
Oh. We have Kathleen. You guys, give it up for Kathleen. Yes. Kathleen works for Alex. She does all social media things, and she lives in Miami. So she's in Nashville.
So we're like, get her a mic.
Scary.
Is this your first pod?
Yeah. I mean, I've been in the room.
Not on mic, though.
No.
Nice.
Oh, never been.
You're a little raspier today than usual, too. It's perfect.
Oh, my God. I love this.
We love a raspy. I went to Broadway last night, so I'm like a little.
Oh, my God. We were there, too. Wait, no. You were. I saw your story. You were on Whiskey Row, right?
Yeah,
We were too.
Wait. No way.
What?
Yeah. No.
But maybe not at the same time.
You were there when it was light out, and we were there when it was dark, which is just absolutely traumatizing that we were there on a Sunday.
Dude. Yeah, by the time it was dark, I was like, we went to FGL House. Like, I don't know.
Did you go to Barstool at all?
Yeah, actually, we were at Barstool.
What did you think about it?
I've been before, so it's like fine.
Okay.
I don't know. The upstairs wasn't open, though.
Okay.
Which is like where I've been. But I don't know. It's fine. They're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went on Saturday and it was not.
You don't like
we
it?
We are like so upset about it. And we're like, we're never going back.
It's really sad. Wow. Our relationship is just like, I'm not excited to go there anymore to hang out at Barstool.
What happened? It was so crowded, you guys. Awful. First of all, the regular general admission line, which we never stand in because, duh, we know people. But the regular like line was literally backed up all the way to the other street. And then even the VIP line was like, it took a while to get in. And we had been told, like, this was Mackie's birthday party night too. So we had just come from Harriet's at the One Hotel for her surprise birthday party. And we were going to Barstool after. And they were like, okay, say this name for the table. Say this name. So we get there and say the name, like, oh, that table's at capacity. And we're like, you're joking. So like even so that bad. Table was like, that section was so full. Like you couldn't even like walk. You literally couldn't move in there. It was just like, and not like fun.
You're waiting outside. It's like literally dangerous. There's fights breaking out. People's noses are bleeding. They're scratched up from being pushed against the bricks by the bouncers. I'm like, I am literally scared.
Oh, yeah. We saw, like, we witnessed drunk, a fight and like, Mackie was like literally so pissed at the bouncers. I was like,
I get upset. I think bouncers are not just at Barstool. I think
in general.
Anywhere, probably not. I just think that they think they have some power and like, just because somebody's so vulnerable and drunk that they can like shove them and be like literally so aggressive. Like, and I know like drunk men and maybe women are like aggressive, but like you don't have to do that to them. Like they get the memo. Like they're probably coming back to life really quick and like, oh shit, I'm getting in trouble. Like if you could just treat them
like
nicely. Like sometimes I see them treating them like a wild animal.
That kid in Demumbrian died like a month ago, right?
People have died, and like I just feel like it gets a little bit ignored. So I don't like to see it with my own eyes. I'm like, yo, you've got to be nicer to this guy. He's literally bleeding, and then I saw his mugshot on Scoop Nashville. He has Band-Aids all over his face. I'm like, because I literally watched you get shoved into the brick wall.
Yeah. They definitely take advantage, the bouncers.
Don't love that.
There's bad eggs. I don't think it's everybody. I know some good bouncers. I'll defend some bouncers, okay, but I hear you, though. There's some that take advantage.
Yeah. I don't want to say everyone. That's right. But Barstool is just a little bit of a disaster. But
wait, so you guys just had a regular bar experience at Barstool, and it sucks all of a sudden? That's what it is. You couldn't get to a table. Like, that's what I'm hearing.
Wait,
you experienced it like guys do at all times. Every time. Got it.
Like,
yeah, nice.
Oh, because we kind of get in.
Yeah.
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 Perfect, dude.
Like you have to go to Barstool if it's like everyone that you know is there. So it's like, is it our decision to go? Sometimes like, no, like let's go to another bar, but like everyone's there, so you have to go.
And no choice,
Alex. Like it was just like unnecessarily over the top crowded.
Oh, I get it. I'm kind of joking, but like it gets ratchet at times where it's like, yo, this is a lot.
Well, yeah, like maybe I wasn't drunk enough to like be there, but I was like, oh my God, this is gross and scary.
Nashville does that though. Like a new bar opens and it's like so busy and miserable. And then it kind of like wears off and then like people kind of start dispersing again into like the normal place.
I feel like I am so ready for the disperse of Barstool. Please, can we find another one? Like I know they're building some new ones.
Eric
so
Churches
I'm
is coming.
Oh, it's open.
It's open?
That's where the chair got thrown off.
I didn't know if it was public or if it was a private event type
thing. Oh, no, I was there yesterday.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Is
it's
good?
Open.
No. It's fine. Like the second floor is like a piano bar. It's like cool, but they think the rooftop, like they don't want it to be like a Whiskey Row or like Jason Aldean's. So there's like no DJ on the rooftop. It was silent.
It's like, just a patio?
Yeah.
Weird.
Good Isn't luck that with weird? That.
And with like tables everywhere. Like it's not like standing. Like you have to like essentially be eating food or something.
And then it's giving like the stage.
There's Garth Brooks Bar.
Lame.
Yeah, don't love.
Wasn't
hated.
Good.
So
bad. And then Morgan Wallen's is opening this summer, which will be like the new Barstool, I feel like.
And then so is Luke Combs.
Oh,
that's either late this summer or next summer.
Okay.
I thought it was this summer.
Love that.
It's called Cat 10 or something like that.
Okay. Well, I feel like Morgan Wallen's going to be literally so touristy. Like, I don't think that's going to be for us.
Oh, really?
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. People are going to come in town just to go to that bar, I feel like.
I also wonder how long Eric Church's is going to last until they cave in and make the rooftop what it should be.
Yeah.
Because every other rooftop
that's
makes
crazy.
$1 million
Maybe
a weekend.
Maybe it's just because it was a Sunday.
Maybe.
But I don't know. Sundays are the best time to be on Broadway.
You guys just did a Sunday Funday yesterday?
We did. Well, okay, well, Matthew didn't drink.
I didn't drink. Okay, loser. Like, I'm like, I need to have a great week. No.
I'm just kidding. Sorry, no. If you're sober, like, I'm not calling you a loser, by the way. Like, you're so fucking cool to not drink alcohol. Like, I love you. But Mackie's a loser for not drinking yesterday.
No, I am. But, like, guys, I can't drink
beer. On her birthday weekend.
Yeah.
I can't drink beer. It was, like, such a beer day. Kendall was getting 2-for-1 beers everywhere we went on 12 South. And so we're leaving 12 South to go to Broadway, and she's, like, unable to walk. And I'm like, hey, what's wrong? She's like, I'm drunk.
I wasn't even, like, acting, dude. I know you think I was.
No, but,
like,
I do. I think you were acting.
You think I was acting?
A little bit. On the way to Broadway.
Okay, let's just guess. I had 4 beers before we went to Barstool, which is
not
enough to be.
Before we went to Whiskey Row.
Before we went to Whiskey Row. Not enough to be drunk, but think about it this way. I was chugging them, and they were like IPA, so they were more percentage. But literally because Mackie and the other guy we were with.
You can just probably say it.
Can I say it? I mean, I feel like people know Mackie's hanging out like with her ex-boyfriend slash their kind of date. Am I allowed? I'm sorry.
I don't really care.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was me, Mackie, and Colin.
Yeah.
Fine. Right?
Sure.
Okay, sorry.
It doesn't matter, right, Alex?
The other C word. Colin.
Anyway, they weren't drinking and I was. So like they were waiting on me to just like finish my drinks the whole time. So like I was like...
Yeah, okay, we get it.
chugging. So I was drunk by the time we got to Whiskey Row, and then I had a fireball shot and 2 more beers. So like, yes, I was drunk, and Mackie thinks I was acting.
The shot is the shot's what does it. Mm-hmm. The shot throws the whole day off.
Yeah. What about 4 IPAs on 12 South? Are you drunk, Alex, or no?
No, I'm full.
Are you, Kathleen?
Oh, I wouldn't be drinking an IPA, so this would like not. But where were you getting the beers from?
What do you mean? Like what bar?
Yeah.
It was
random
it was a
little
place. It was like we went to 2 different places in 12 South and then we went to Broadway.
Okay, because what's that place on 12 South that's next to Embers?
It was Embers.
Okay. Embers. Yeah. Okay. Whenever I'm there, like I'll have like 1 beer and I'm like, is there drugs in this? Like
are
I'm,
you
like,
serious?
Hammered.
I know. Thank you,
this
Kathleen.
Is why I was like,
fuck
what
yes.
are you drinking?
Because, I was like, at Embers.
We're gonna have to fly Kathleen in for every episode.
Dude,
now,
fuck yeah. I love that she has my back here because I know Alex is like, yeah, you're acting.
Wait, no, bro. Kathleen,
no,
did
dude,
you
the
say-
shot. I'm giving it to you with the shot. That's why I don't do shots, because it ruins the day.
Did you say the pizza place too? Because that's where she got the other 2 beers.
Yeah, what's that place called? Whatever.
I don't know.
Because they at least used to do like 2-for-1 beers on like Tuesdays or something. Yeah, and like we would go and I would get like 1 blue moon and be like blacked out.
Yes,
like,
dude.
Yes.
That
yes.
must have been what happened to
it
you.
It is. Because I was like way more drunk than I thought I was going to get.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's... but I feel like you were like almost foaming at the mouth. I was
okay,
like, are
ew,
you
Mackie, I was like foaming at the mouth.
No, we got home. We got home from Broadway after the fireball, after the 2 beers, and like she's literally falling down the elevator and like not getting up. And I'm like, you know, like
I don't
picking
that.
Her up. Do you remember like taking off your shirt and like eating cake?
No.
And like she's literally doing this like, is that your breath or did you just fart?
Wait, can we talk about that? Do you guys remember that video back in the day? And it was like this. Wait, what was her name? Glozell. And she was like, did the song, is that your breath or did you just fart? Is that your breath or did you just fart? Okay, I swear. Is that your... No, she is. Is that your... Oh, did you just...
Nope.
You guys, it's so funny. It like literally is like childhood memory unlocked type of thing. Like we used to watch this video all the time. And I feel like our friends from Humble know what we're talking about.
Kenna was being annoying, but like she was being... also so funny that I was like, you're literally so fucking annoying, but like you were making me pee my pants on me right now. She's literally undressing.
Did you just fall?
I'm like, what the fuck?
Guys, you like, have go to watch to the bed. Video. We're showing you after this, okay?
Kay. And like usually I would like probably help her like get ready for bed, like how drunk she was, but I was literally like, just go to bed. Like, cause I don't know how drunk you are, but like
did you tuck me in?
No, I didn't tuck her in. I usually will, but I'm just like, please like figure it out and go to bed because I don't know what you're doing. And she walks out this morning and had to go volunteer.
Oh, yeah. I was so hungover today. But it was worth it for the Sunday fun day.
Yeah, no, but, like, she's literally pouring beers down her throat on the ski rail. Literally spilling all over. Like, she literally did not care. Obviously, she's, like, shaking her ass, twerking, like, but hands on the floor, twerk.
Oh, it was a hands on the floor day.
Twerk.
Got it.
It was a bend that ass over and let that coochie breathe.
Got
twerk.
It.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, like, let's go home. Not trying to, like,
I mean, she wasn't drinking, so she's probably, like, annoyed as fuck with me being, like, sober on Broadway.
But you're also being a fun time.
Okay.
But we love a Sunday fun day. It's been a minute. Okay, I haven't done one in so long.
Can we go back to your birthday real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, so for Mackie's birthday, we did a surprise party for her. She, like, low-key knew that, like, it was going to be something, but she didn't know where or when or, like, who was going to be there. And thankfully, I got in touch with her cousin, and I surprised her by bringing her cousin to town from Savannah, Georgia, and Mackie had no idea that her cousin was here. So that was like really the big surprise. Like she knew that there was a party happening because one, we fucking live together, we're best friends, she's so nosy, she's like looking at my text, like she is finding out that there's going to be a surprise party. So she knew. Sorry.
Not it. I was not trying to be annoying or figure it out. I was asking, what are we going to do for my birthday? Like, why don't we do this or that? And then you go, I'm having a surprise party for you.
No, that's not true. That's not true. She's lying. She's lying. She's lying. Like, I did not say that.
If you're
going
to be planning a surprise party, you have to have a backup plan to tell the person of what we're going to do.
Okay. First of all, I did not say I'm having a surprise party for you. I said, stop asking me questions. Like, I'm figuring it out.
And then you got flustered just like that. And then you said, I'm doing a surprise party just like you wanted.
No, I didn't. I never said I'm doing a surprise party.
Oh. Well, I mean, like, I definitely figured it out. You weren't that good at keeping that secret. You don't really keep that many secrets.
Okay, great.
You don't. I'm not mad. I'm glad I knew.
Oh my God, dude. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. But you also had a million people come up and tell you, hey, I'm sorry, I won't be able to make it on Saturday.
Oh, people were coming up. People were texting me. Like, I can't wait to celebrate you. Like, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. Hey, we're so excited for Saturday. Like, I'm like, dang. I mean, I'm like, do I act like I don't know or be like, ha, yeah. So I was like,
I feel like
I just would change it up every time. Like, I'd be like, what are you talking about sometimes? And then other times I'd be like, you know, it's a surprise. And they'd be like, oh, shit. I'm like,
I think the big surprise was bringing Audrey in.
Yeah, but my cousin Audrey came and like I fell to the ground when I saw her. It was really fun. And like her and I are like 8 months apart or something.
Yeah, so y'all are close.
So we are like besties that live far apart. So she's great. We keep in touch via Snapchat with all of our cousins like all the time. So, and she's just a great time.
Where I was going with Audrey also is that Audrey at one point in her life grew up on a farm with Mackie's aunt. So Mackie's aunt is Audrey's mom and Mackie's dad and her
aunt
mom
Meg are
siblings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about how like Audrey grew up on a farm, like growing up back home. And Mackie was like, yeah, like we would go like some summers, like we would go hang out at the farm and like I would get to like see all the animals, like there's chickens and there's cows and whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yes, like, I mean, basically, I grew up on a farm. And I was like, no, you didn't. You grew up in Alpharetta, Georgia. I grew up with you. I know the lifestyle that you grew up living in. You did not grow up milking cows on the farm. She's like, yeah, I'm a farm girl. No. I'm like, oh, my fucking God.
The thing is that I would go there every summer and like, you just don't even know this about me. But I would spend a lot of time out with the animals, like in the farm with boots on and like mud. and like would hang out with like the donkeys and the pigs.
You did not grow up on a farm though.
I didn't technically grow up on a farm, but like it's part of my roots and I'm sorry.
She's it obsessed is. With it.
It's your boots like, down. It's you.
But like also like the thing about Mackie is that like
you don't
no. The thing about Mackie is that she will like forget, like I've never heard her talk about this farm life of hers that she's claims that she grew up on. Like I've never heard her say that she grew up on a farm. And like when her and Audrey were talking about it this weekend, she was like, oh yeah, like it just like clicks in her brain and it becomes like an unlocked personality trait that's like, oh my God, yeah, I did grow up on a farm. I am a farm girl. And I was like,
no, but bro. Audrey was backing me up. She was like, yeah, Mac would come all the time. Okay. And like I would stay for weeks at a time.
Okay, well, like, I love that you're it. A
there
farm
was
girl.
So much land. And like I did almost one time, they had like a golf cart thing. It's called like a Ranger. And I mean, like, this is before, like, I knew, like, I probably sucked at driving. Like, I just didn't do most things well.
Yeah.
And I, like, literally ran the Ranger into a tree. And, like, it literally was this close to, like, going into the pond.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, that's one of the things I remember.
Farm girl
yeah,
life.
Yeah, so take that.
Farm girl life. Almost crashed the Ranger. So.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I mean, I'll pull up some photos and show you.
I would love to see. What did you, yeah. like, wear overalls?
I don't
did
know
you ride
any
horses?
Photos. They were like wild or like
wild no. horses.
They lived there, but like they weren't riding okay. horses. But like I loved them. Like, and I remember one of the horses stepped on the pig and killed it, and its name was Oliver. And like I was literally devastated.
No, dude, you just made that up.
Did
no
not.
No way the name was Oliver that you
did
remember.
Not. The pig's name was Oliver.
Okay, what about the donkey penis?
Yeah, it's huge. Have you guys ever seen a donkey penis?
Yeah.
Literally, I was like, I'm like scarred from when I was literally on the farm, like at 8 years old. I was like, holy fuck, it's like another leg. It's crazy. But so, yeah.
Hey, fun fact, you guys, Mackie's a farm girl.
Sorry that you don't like that. But I mean, it's just the facts.
Yeah. I didn't grow up on the farm. I grew up in Georgia.
Have you ever been to like a farm?
I have, yeah.
With animals and stuff?
I have.
When?
Yeah. I mean, my mom loves to ride horses, so she's taken us out to, like, ride horses, and, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say that I, like, have milked a cow before or pick up the eggs from the chickens, but mm-hmm. I've definitely seen the farm before.
Yeah.
But, okay, so.
What else do you have?
Are we done with Farm Girl?
Yeah, we're done with Farm
okay,
Girl.
Okay, should we move on to pop culture?
Sure. Yes, so Coachella was this past weekend.
Coachella was, but can we talk about the racist girl first?
Sure.
Are you uncomfortable?
No. What's the story? This girl, this nursing student is like a full-on racist and posted.
Yeah. So I showed Mackie this on the way here. She doesn't like talking about these types of things because she feels like as a white person, she can't say much. But I feel like you can say something about this because this girl is a racist.
Right.
So this girl went on and posted a video about how black people are not country. And she claimed that back in the day, black people were picking, they weren't planting, which is a wild, crazy comment to make. And
yeah, it kind of goes over my head.
She was like, oh. Hey, what do you think it means?
Like, dude.
She's like, don't do this to me. She's like, please just explain it.
Okay, so picking versus
no,
planting.
I'm gonna be so canceled for real.
It's okay.
Picking
that it
is something to do with the cotton, right?
Yeah, like picking the cotton.
Yeah, and the planting is what, like white people planting plants or planting like the food?
Yeah.
Oh, the cotton.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You got
and that's
it.
How it,
didn't
used
go
to be,
over your head.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So they were saying that you can't be country.
Yeah, if you're black, you can't be country because you were picking, not planting. And she's...
That's literally so stupid.
It is. It's not... Yeah. I mean, this girl is literally like, sorry, I'm trying to say it. And then I wish I meant this in a nice way, but I don't. I'm like, what the fuck?
Was she talking about Beyonce's album too or something you said? Yeah.
She's basically saying like Beyonce's music can't be country because she's black.
That's like so fucked up. It's almost like that girl at Kentucky, remember? Like mm-hmm. That's just like you're literally like a full-on racist.
Yeah. And so I saw a TikTok of it and this guy was like, honestly, like if you're going to be a racist, at least be that type of racist and make it known that you are, so we know to like, oh, that person is racist, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of being like low-key not liking black people or like yeah. low-key making like comments about it, and it's like, oh, but I'm not racist.
Right.
Like this girl is full-on fucking racist.
Right.
So
So he's basically saying just own it.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be racist, just own it.
Own it.
Okay.
Do we agree with that? I like that.
It makes it easier.
Yeah.
Like for me.
Yeah.
You're good on her, on the nice girl.
See you later. Like, yeah, honestly, yeah.
Yeah. I'm good on her too.
Yeah. And I mean, I think she's kicked out of like the school and the nursing program, hopefully.
Yikes. Yeah.
I haven't seen the update, but I can't find her anywhere on social media. She's been.
Oh, I'm sure she.
Why would she even press post anyways? Like, that's so.
No, it's actually wild to like. She filmed this.
Yeah.
Probably rewatched it back mm-hmm. at least once.
At least.
And was like, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
That's it's unreal. Yeah.
It's wild to me. It's like so crazy. I don't know.
She has bad friends.
Yeah.
Or racist friends.
That's or no
two
friends.
That agree
or,
with her.
Or yeah. none, yeah. Or no friends.
Or, or no friends.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one thing that I just wanted to talk about.
Thank you for bringing it up.
Of course. Should we talk about Coachella now?
Yes. Have you ever wanted to go to Coachella?
I have. Yeah. I feel like it would be fun.
Really? Same.
Yeah. Have you?
I've always thought like, oh, it's like unreachable for me to go or something like that. But also like you can go if you want.
Yeah, you can.
It's like, yeah, we wouldn't be invited with a brand at least at this time.
Not yet.
Not yet. But like I feel like we could buy tickets and just like go.
I've never been like a huge music festival girly.
Me either.
Like they look so fun, but like I personally like Bonnaroo for me, like I could not like shower and like be living outside in the grossness for days.
Hell
so,
no.
That's not for me, but I feel like Coachella would be more for me. Or what's the other one? Lollapalooza. Have you guys ever been there?
That I have not, but I'm like kind of from near there. Yeah. But it's like smack in the middle of Chicago. So like you can get hotels. I mean, obviously they're super expensive, but you can get a hotel room. And I don't know anything about Coachella, but I know Lala lets you leave I think 3 or 4 times and you can like come back like in one day.
Oh, that's nice.
So you can like go see somebody at like noon and then go back to your, in theory, like go back to your
that's
hotel
nice.
And then like go back at like 4.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say no to the festival lifestyle just because it's dirty and gross. If like I would only go if I could ball out on it and have like something like that in Chicago sounds great, but like
nice hotel.
Coachella, I would need a place. Like I can't do that.
Yeah, no.
I feel like they make Coachella look like clean, but I bet it's not.
No. It's like dirty. In the desert.
It's gross.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, maybe. What about Stagecoach? Is that in the same place as Coachella?
I think it's the same location. I know it's Palm Springs. I think it's the same place.
Okay. I would be more down for Stagecoach. I think that's coming up.
Really?
It's always out.
It's not country. Like country. Okay.
Yeah, it is. Same spot.
Okay. I mean, well, it looks cool. It's definitely like I would love to go at some point.
Yeah.
Like, but also, I'm obviously not the biggest music chick out there.
No, she's not.
But
we know that.
It would be cool for the pics, pretty much. If I'm
being
honest.
It would be in like the outfit.
Yeah.
But
the outfit stress would have me literally so, like, I'd be like, I have no idea what to wear.
And you have to do something
like crazy.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah. So
I also hate things that you have to like prep for the entire day in the morning. Mm-hmm. When it's like there is no checkpoint throughout the day and it's like I have to make sure everything that I need from leaving home base right now, I have to have it because I can't come back for it. I hate days like that.
Hate.
And I feel like that's what this entire weekend is.
Like, it also seems really hot.
Yeah.
In the desert.
It's the desert. Yeah.
Yeah. But like that's so true, Alex. Like you have to think about your nighttime look. You have to think about portable charger. Like you have to think about all the things that you would need for
Yeah.
And like you have no service out there, like none.
How are people posting?
Oh, and like I think like at the hotel and stuff.
Like Wi-Fi.
But also I know that Ubers are like insane. Like it'll take 2 to 3 hours just to leave the festival because of Ubers. So like if like you're with a brand or like if you can get a hotel, the like shuttles are like your saving grace because it's like that's the only way to get off the grounds.
Oh my god, shit. No. It's
yeah,
not
I don't
me.
Know if like Coachella, I mean Coachella is not for me.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I want to go anymore.
Me either. you've convinced
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I'm more convinced.
More convinced.
But they make it look so fun. Like all these influencers posting, I'm like, oh my god, that looks so great and easy. But like I think behind the scenes they're having they're having a terrible time getting back to where they belong for sleeping.
Influencers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I just don't understand. So Taylor and Travis were there, obviously.
That is insane to me that Taylor was, like, in the crowd at Coachella. I'm obsessed with it. And she's wearing a New Heights
She was wearing Knight's hat.
What's his name? Travis's podcast.
She was wearing a hat.
The green hat.
Oh my God, I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does she go to music festivals? No way.
Like, if she ever has gone, she has never been in the crowd.
Right.
She was like in the crowd. I mean, obviously it was like a VIP section with other famous people, I believe.
Yeah, like Justin Bieber was there.
Yeah. But he was on the side.
That is so crazy. Okay, so I feel like this was the first time we've seen them since what? Her going on tour?
I think like honestly the first time since the Super Bowl. Like to see them actually together. Like we've seen him at her concerts. But none of like the after content has been there, like when they see each other, like how there was that one time after the concert. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just thought this was insane, and I was loving that. She's getting just more and more normal.
Normal. I love the normalcy of it. Like,
and Travis just was like holding her.
Look at them. Look at them. Oh my God.
Yeah.
She is wearing so heights. Happy.
And her friend Ice Spice, is that the name?
Yeah.
Did like a shout out to her and like did like Karma.
Yeah,
and she was singing
shout out
along.
Taylor motherfucking Swift. Yeah.
And Taylor was singing along to Karma.
Love it.
I've never seen that.
I'm obsessed with that. And I hope we get more content of them. Like, do we think that they're going to... Like, I feel like this is real, you guys. I feel like it's real.
I mean,
like, it's not PR anymore. There's no way they can be keeping up PR for this long.
No, I cannot. Like, I'm
look at her. Oh, my God. She's literally... Okay,
So do you think that she was on drugs? Yeah, y'all all do.
I honestly,
why not?
I hate to hear that.
Wait, Kathleen, go,
guys. But, like,
I'm gonna back you up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it said drugs are like not in like Nashville, like the Midwest, but like everywhere else, like drugs are just like there. And I'm like, why not? Like, I'm sure she's like on Molly, like nothing like crazy, but it's like she just wanted to like dance, have a good time, like not be worried about like fans. So I'm sure they. Popped a little Molly, rolling a little bit. Like, why not?
Do you think there's more people on drugs or off drugs at Coachella?
On.
Agreed. That's absolutely. That's part of that's what Coachella is.
Yeah, it's not drinking.
Yeah.
Like, Stagecoach, if you drink, like, we were just talking about, like, go to Stagecoach. But, like, if you're at, like, Coachella, like,
okay, you guys, Coachella's definitely not for us now.
Wait, is Travis on drugs too?
For sure. I mean, the sunglasses on.
1,000%. Look at him.
Oh my God. No, she looks like she's on Molly.
Oh my God, you guys, she's on drugs.
Oh my God. She knew there was going to be so much paparazzi. She didn't care.
You guys, I didn't even think about it. I mean, we've never done Molly, so like, we don't even know what it like makes you feel like. But like, I'm scared of that. I'm scared of cocaine. I'm scared of like most drugs except for weed. So I'm like freaking out that to me, like Taylor Swift has always just been like a wholesome girl that like would never do drugs. And so I'm just like honestly shocked to hear that. But like now that you've said it and I'm watching the clip, I'm like, holy shit, she does look like she's on drugs.
Yeah. And like, I see what Kathleen's saying. Like, it's not like something crazy and like it's normal at Coachella. But yeah, it's definitely shocking to me to see this, like, because she's not like Miley. Like, we know Miley like smokes weed and is on drugs all the time, and like, we've accepted that that's who Miley is. But like, Taylor is not ever been a druggie in our eyes. So
I wonder if Travis like influenced that.
No,
does
you
he
guys.
Not get drug tested off season, or they don't really care what Travis Kelce is doing?
They can. The NFL can show up. I think there's windows where they can, but
what?
Not that that would stop him.
Okay. It's not like...
Oh, you think we're overreacting about the Molly?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
She's, like, 30. Like,
right, but, like...
She's, like, been... Also, like, the Miley thing. Like, Miley's brand... Like, Taylor's brand is, of course, not drugs, but, like, every now and then, you know, she's, like, wants to, like, let loose.
Do you think she does cocaine?
It's more of a brand thing than a personal thing. I agree with what you're saying, Mackie. Like, this is definitely off-brand for her. But, like... Whatever. She's a 31-year-old adult. Like, go have fun.
She's just a girl, and like people forget.
Yeah, she just wants to like do Molly and like feel good and like make out with her boyfriend.
Do you think she does other drugs?
No, I don't know. She's definitely not smoking weed. Not with like her voice.
Yeah.
Maybe an edible here and there or something. But like probably not.
Hopefully not cocaine for me.
I'd be out on that. I'd be out on being a Taylor Swift fan if I found out that she did coke.
You asked the question though. Do you think Travis brought this influence on? What do you think?
Yeah.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
You don't think she was doing any of this before him?
She's been in the scene. I don't think it had to do with Travis.
I agree.
She's probably done it privately with Ice Spice.
Music festival doing Molly? Like, no.
She's probably at like private exclusive parties doing Molly.
Right.
She's at Bond Street doing Molly.
I don't know what that is.
It's like the club in New York.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just crazy to me that she's in this public of a place knowing every single person around her has a phone that's going to video her, and she confidently did the drugs. Now,
she doesn't
care.
It's not
even confirmed. It's not even confirmed, guys.
She doesn't care. No, it is, dude. Look at these TikTok comments. They're literally like, I know that dance. It's the Molly dance. There's no way they're not friends with Molly. My girl met Molly last night. Happy for her.
It could be the first time. It could be the first time.
The look on her face is that look when you're realizing you might be a little too gone, but don't want to be suspicious. Damn. Oh, okay, Taylor. The comment section is unreal. TikTok's comment sections are
unhinged. Mm-hmm. So. We're happy Taylor met everyone's friend Molly.
Good for you, TS.
We love you, and I'm not judging you.
I'm not judging either, but I will judge if she does other drugs like coke.
Yeah, I don't know if we're ever going to find that out.
We are not fans of coke, you guys. We found out that some people in Nashville, like, do it.
Yeah, dude, a lot of people.
Some people.
You guys, everywhere else in the United States, I'm not lying to you. Drugs are everywhere.
Coming live to you from Miami, our cocaine correspondent, Kathleen.
Yeah, what a bad look. My first podcast.
You're like, yeah, so drugs, dude, they're sick. Oh, they're everywhere, too. Anyways, you guys, no?
I don't see it, like, ever. I mean, I guess people aren't, like, coming up to me like, hey, let's go do a line in the bathroom because they probably know that I'm not going to. But, like, I just have never, like, seen what, Alex? Alex, like,
yeah. Yeah, that's exactly why they don't ask you, because you're going to do this.
Yeah, no, because I do that. If I find out one of my friends, I'm literally like, do not do that.
I'm so scared.
You are going to die. We know people who have died from the fentanyl. You think it's cocaine, it's fentanyl, and then you're dead, and then I have to go to your fucking funeral and say, oh, just my idiot friend is gone now.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, guys. It's so fucked. Like, don't
it's not worth it.
Oh, it makes me so sad. Like, if I'm ever talking to a guy and I find out he does coke, I'm literally like,
absolutely not.
Get the fuck out of him. Like, do not speak to me ever again.
That's actually a non-negotiable.
Oh my god.
What if he's super rich?
No.
Don't care.
Really?
Could be the richest man ever.
Okay.
You're not doing drugs.
Okay.
But now,
that's a different story.
What about occasionally dabbles, guys golf trip?
No.
Once a year?
Guys golf trip's a good pull.
Golf trip? Out.
I mean, and if
I don't know how I'm ever going to know about the golf trip.
That too. If you think we're not finding out because you're doing it like at a golf trip, like,
are you going to find out? How?
Eventually, probably. I mean, it just.
Do you have drug tests for your boyfriend?
No, not drug tests, but like, I don't know how, but things just honestly end up in my lap. Like, I don't need to go searching for things. Like, I really don't. I was telling you this. Like, I found out some information about some guy I hooked up with, and it literally just, I didn't even go searching.
That was wild.
Did not go looking. Yeah. It literally landed in my lap, and I was like, not me having this information now.
Yeah. She's like, what is my life, Mackie? Like, I don't know, queen. But it is pretty wild how that happens to you. But yeah, I guess it would fall into your lap, the info about your boyfriend on the golf trip.
We're not doing that. We're just not. It's not for us. We're too scared of losing someone from drugs. Anyway.
And also, it's just like, you're going to have kids. Like, I don't want my kid having like a dad who does cocaine.
I know dads that do coke. It's literally so concerning. And I'm not talking about Alex.
Thank you for clearing that up.
I was about to look at Alex.
I appreciate that. No. Yeah.
Alex would never. But like, dude, like literally some guy I went to college with, like, had a baby and he is like out on the weekends doing.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
It's like actually so concerning. Don't do that. And we know someone else that like has a kid that does it.
I don't know that one.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Yeah. Damn. Gotta get off the coke train, everybody. Come on now. Okay, jump off of it now. Or you're not. Just like so.
We're
stupid.
Done. We're done talking about it. We're
not. Yeah. Okay. Done. So Poppy and Alex Earl, they did a collab at Coachella.
Okay, say it again for a clip.
Poppy collabed with Alex Earl, and they called Coachella. Tell us more about that.
Obsessed. Like, I feel like this is the smartest thing a brand can do. And like, I'm tapping into my like, you know, career right now because I work in social media. But like, I just like, I feel like it's really one never been done before, or if it has, like, it hasn't been done often. Like, when a brand like spends their entire, I guess, budget for a campaign on one influencer instead of like dispersing it to a bunch, they got her and her friends a whole house decked out like with Poppy and shit. They flew them out private for Coachella. They like, I mean, it was just like everywhere, like stickers on the mirror for when they're taking their outfit selfies. They're talking, I mean, huge pool, Poppy on the house, like everywhere. And I just thought it was so smart and to just focus on one influencer. And that's really all I had to say about it. But if anyone has any other thoughts, I'm interested.
Is she still the it girl that she was when she came up?
I think it's dwindled down a little bit, but I still feel like she does have like that influence. So like someone commented on a video I saw on them and they were like, the Alex Earl effect needs to be studied because like it's actually crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anyone else who's like replaced that it girl spot though. Like, do you know of anyone, Kathleen?
I don't think so. I mean, I think at any point like an influencer becomes so popular that they become unrelatable. Oh yeah. I mean, it's like the Kardashian effect.
Yeah. True.
It flips over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I agree with Mackie. I don't think anyone's replaced her. I can't think of it. I mean, she has a light named an unofficial like Alex Earl light. Like, yeah, that's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I agree with that. She flipped, especially after she left college. Like, her life is not relatable anymore at all.
It's definitely not
relatable. It's not attainable for the common girl.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what people, like, consumers of social media and, like, her audience that, like, they follow her from the beginning and then up to this point. It's, like, it happens to every influencer when they hit the point where they're not relatable anymore. But, like, I feel like they want to support her until she's not, and then they kind of flip and they're, like, you're not posting realistic content anymore. But it's like, you're the one that helped her get there.
Yeah.
So like, why don't you support her on her full journey to then being successful? True. I've always thought that was weird. Like, yeah. I'm obsessed with Monet McMichael. I think she's like a pretty close second to Alex Earl, but I'm like so happy to see her like thriving and successful and like getting all these brand deals. But people like in the comment section don't, some people.
Yeah, those people, no, like you need to stay.
You need to stay a fan.
Stay a fan. Yeah. No, it's like I agree. I'm still an Alex fan. Yeah.
They're jealous that they can't have what she has. It's like, anyway, we could talk about this for a while, but that's all I wanted to say about Poppy. I thought it was a really smart move.
They do great marketing, so.
Okay. Well,
The app?
I think that's the app.
Okay. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye.